Testimony for the Church, number 33. Note to the reader. On every side are rapidly increasing indications of the near approach of the final conflict between the forces of good and evil. At this time, above all others, the special warnings and instruction of the Spirit of God are of vital importance. It is in view of this crisis that another number of the testimonies has been issued. The letters, both to churches and individuals, contain instruction for all. The articles on the needs of our institutions and the education of workers will be of special value to those who are connected with the work. Of even greater interest to all classes are those relating to the nature and influence of the testimonies. Our duty in view of the approaching conflict, the relation which workers sustain to the cause and to one another, and the importance of accepting all the light which God is pleased to give, through whatever channel it may come. The articles on confession not only point out the importance of this duty, but warn against the dangers which may arise from a misconception of its true nature. With counsel and reproof are given the most precious messages of encouragement, presenting the love of God for sinners, the rich experience which it may be ours to obtain in the knowledge of God, and in exemplifying His love and beneficence, all calculated to strengthen faith and lead to a closer connection with God. For such an experience there is at this time a special need, that the people of God may be prepared to stand in the fierce conflicts before them, being able to say, as did one who in the earlier days of the Reformation yielded up his life for the truth, "My faith has a confidence in God which will withstand all the power of hell." Testimony 33 is larger than any preceding number. The pressure of cares and abundant labors has delayed its publication, but by this delay the value of the work has been enhanced through the addition of some articles which would not have appeared in this volume had it been completed earlier. As in Testimony 32, the letters of the alphabet have been used instead of blanks or initials for the names of persons addressed. Testimony for the Church, number 33.